I have the honor tonight of hosting tonight's event, and I would like to request and call Sayyid Shahryar Naqvi, my dear brother, respected scholar, and comrade, to the minbar, inshallah. Bi barakat al-salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجه والصلاة والسلام على أهل بيت النبوة ومعدن الرسالة وسفينة النجاة الطيبين المعصومين المظلومين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدة نساء العالمين من الأولين والآخرين وأم أبيها وقرة عين الرسول الحوراء الإنسية الصديقة المباركة الطاهرة الرزية المرضية المحدثة المطهرة المظلومة الشهيدة النقية التقية الزكية الزهراء فاطمة بنت محمد اللهم صل على محمد آل محمد عجل فرجهم.
Countless peace and blessings upon you all, dear brothers and sisters, and my condolences first and foremost to the Imam of our time and to all of you upon this great tragedy, the martyrdom of the Lady of Light, Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam. I would like to say there were much better speakers than myself. I insisted that the brothers invite a better speaker, a more eloquent speaker, but at the insistence of the brothers, I humbly accepted to offer my services to the believers on this auspicious night. May Allah the Mighty, the Exalted, accept it from us all. Tonight's topic, I'm sure as most of you know, is Lady Fatima Zahra, a role model for all, shrouded in mystery. And so I have divided tonight's speech into these two parts. The first part being the her eminence being shrouded in mystery, and the second part about her being a role model for all. So one request that I have tonight, a humble request, is that when we do send salawat, we send a good, loud, and hearty salawat. So, sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajhum. So, dear brothers and sisters, the first part, of course, deals with Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam being shrouded in mystery. Now, this mystery that Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam is shrouded in is partly due to some differences of historical opinion. Some are due to our lack of knowledge. And finally, some are due to divine providence. Now, the mystery that is surrounding Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam that is due to the differences of historical opinion are ones like the date of her birth, the date of her martyrdom, and likewise the span of her life. These are the mysteries that are due to the historical differences of opinion. Now, the mystery surrounding Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam, which is due to divine providence, is the mystery of where her burial is. And finally, the mystery that is surrounding Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam, which is due to our lack of knowledge, is due to the traditions about Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam, which we don't know about. And so this third part, which is the mystery that deals with the traditions of Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam, is what I want to focus on this part of the speech, so that at least this mystery of Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam turns into the bright shining sun that is Lady Fatima Zahra. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. I keep on moving the mic. It maybe it's nervousness. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Thing is, as I go on, I'm going to start to get louder, so I push the mic away because I know I'm going to start to take it up a level. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. So we're talking about the traditions of Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam. As an introduction, we have a very beautiful quote from the leader of the Islamic Ummah, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, where he says that Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam is the leading lady of all the women of the world. She is the lady who at a young age and during her short life gained wisdom, knowledge, and a high level of spirituality. He says that she reached such a status that was equivalent to that of prophets and the awliya of Allah. Again, Lady Fatima Zahra reached this high spiritual level that was comparable to divine messengers and to the awliya of Allah. He says, in fact, Fatima Zahra is a radiant dawn from which shines the suns of imamat, the sons of wilayat, and the sons of nubuwat. She is the lofty sky in whose lap the luminous stars of wilaya have been placed. Allahu Akbar. So we're talking about the traditions of Lady Fatima Zahra. We're trying to shed some light into this mystery of who is Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam. And referring to the famous tradition, again, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says, who are the women in paradise? Right? We say that the leader of the women of paradise is Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam. So he says, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says, who are the women in paradise? The best of women, the most prominent of women, the most pious of women, the most jihadi of women, women who are martyrs, women who are shahida, those who have been defined by Allah the Exalted in His great words in the Holy Quran. All of these women are the ones who will be gathered in paradise, and Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam is the chief of all these women in paradise. This is Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam. And the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, says, when Fatima stood in her mihrab for worshipping, her light shone for the inhabitants of the heavens as stars shine for the inhabitants of the earth. Allahu Akbar. This is Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam. And the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, the Messenger of Allah says, if goodness and virtue was in the form of a person, surely that person would be Fatima. Again, if goodness and virtue was in the form of a person, surely that person would be Fatima. Who is saying this? This is the Messenger of Allah who is saying this. And then he says, in fact, Fatima would be better than that person. Allahu Akbar, Fatima would be better than that person, for definitely my daughter Fatima is the best of creation in terms of descent and honor and nobility. And the Messenger of Allah doesn't stop here. The Messenger of Allah then says in another place, at another time, Fatima is a part of me. Whoever hurts Fatima has hurt me. And whoever pleases Fatima has pleased me. I had a discussion with a friend one time. He said that sometimes we expect to have thousands and thousands of traditions on certain individuals, on the imams, or on Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam, when in reality, sometimes just one tradition is so profound that you realize what the elevated status of these individuals is. And I'm giving you a whole bunch of traditions, one after the other. And the Messenger of Allah has repeatedly said, surely Allah is angered when Fatima is angry, and Allah is pleased when Fatima is pleased. Al-azmatu lillah, al-izzatu lillah al-jami'a. A human being can reach such heights of tawheed, of oneness with Allah, that her anger becomes the anger of Allah, and her satisfaction becomes the satisfaction of Allah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, again, he says that Fatima Zahra alayhi salam is the one about whom the Holy Prophet, the Messenger of Allah, tells Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, oh Ali, you are the one who will guide the male believers, the Mu'mineen, towards heaven. And Fatima will guide the female believers, the mu'minat, to heaven on the day of judgment. That is, on the day of judgment, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam will guide the believing men, and Fatima Zahra alayhi salam will guide the believing women into the divine paradise. And so Lady Fatima Zahra is tantamount, equivalent, and comparable to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. She is tantamount, equivalent, and comparable to Amir al-Mu'mineen. And so along these very lines, the eighth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, narrates that after the wedding of Imam Ali and Lady Fatima, Allah the Mighty, the Exalted, said to his divine messenger, if I had not created Ali, there would be no match for your daughter upon this earth. I hope you guys are listening. Allah the Mighty, the Exalted, says to his divine messenger, if I had not created Ali, there would be no match for your daughter upon this earth. Allahu Akbar. And who is this Ali? Who is this Ali that is being referred to? Who is the only match for Fatima? Ali is kulli iman. Ali is Wajhullah. Ali is Asadullah. Ali is Saifullah. Ali is the Musa to Harun. Ali is the nafs of the Messenger of Allah. Ali is the door to the city of knowledge. Ali is the Wali of Allah. And if you want to see the divine prophets of the past, then look no forward than to Ali. And to look at Ali is the worship of Allah. And the only match for Lady Fatima Zahra is this very same Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam.
Haydari!
Yo, Ali! Ali, Ali, Ahsan, thank you. I was hoping one person would do that at that point. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala
Muhammad. Nare! Haydari!
Ya Ali!
Haydari!
Ya Ali!
Haydari!
Ya Ali!
Haydari!
Ya Ali!
Nare salawat!
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad Ali Muhammad. And one last tradition in this part of clarifying and clearing up this mystery, which is Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam. And that is a tradition from the Lady of Light herself. Her Eminence says, I will intercede for the sinners from among the Ummah of my father when I am raised on the day of judgment. This is the bright sun that is Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa Ajjal Muhammad. They say in Farsi, khaste kina shudi. And then, then they say, ki khaste hast? Dushman khaste hast. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So dear brothers and sisters, on this night where we are commemorating the martyrdom of Lady Fatima Zahra alayha salam, and we are commemorating the martyrdom and the memory and the life of Lady Fatima Zahra, the second part of the speech, of course, and the last part of the speech tonight, that deals with how Lady Fatima is a role model for every single one of us. We start off as a role model being a daughter. Again, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says, when talking about the aspect of Lady Fatima Zahra being a daughter, he says, in her childhood, Lady Fatima Zahra entered the difficult arenas of life. Of course, when she was quite young, Lady Khadija Ummul Mu'mineen passed away. So she would miss her mother in her young age, of course, which was quite difficult for a girl who is at a young age and her mother passes away. But as well as enduring these various sufferings, she carries out a very big task, and that is to soothe and console the Holy Prophet. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says that in the valley of Abu Talib, Shaybe Abi Talib, the Prophet was all alone. There was no one to comfort him. And everyone, on the other hand, was taking refuge in the Holy Prophet. But who could remove this dust of sorrow and grief from the face and the heart of the Messenger of Allah? For a time, it was his esteemed wife, Ummul Mu'mineen, Lady Khadija, who did this, but she had now passed away. It was for a time Hazrat Abu Talib, the uncle of the Messenger of Allah, but he too had passed away. And so it is in this difficult time, in the 3 years of Shaybe Abi Talib, the valley of Abu Talib, which was again one of the hardest times of the Holy Prophet, that his daughter was like an angel of salvation. She was truly like a mother to her father. She was like a great nurse for the Holy Prophet Muhammad. She endured these hardships. She was a comfort to the Holy Prophet as a daughter. As the Holy Prophet himself said, Fatima was like a mother for her father. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. The second aspect that I want to cover when it deals with Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha being a role model for all, is her aspect as being a wife. And so again, I kind of like to quote Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, so I bring a lot of his quotes, again, Imam Khamenei, he says that you see how Lady Fatima Zahra carried out her duties towards her husband. We're talking about the aspect of a wife. We talked about the aspect of a daughter previously. So in the aspect of a wife, Sayyid Khamenei says, Her Eminence Lady Zahra and Amir al-Mu'mineen, they were married for about 9 years during the 10 years in which the Messenger of Allah was in the city of Medina. And during these 9 years, he says that there were small and large scale battles which took place, and Amir al-Mu'mineen was present in most of these battles. If not, we can say all, except for one. He was present in most of these battles. And so how strong does an individual need to be able to prepare this husband to go to the battlefield, to empty this husband's heart from the temptations of staying behind with their family, and to empty the heart of this husband from the troubles of life, to encourage this individual to be strong and steadfast, and at the same time raise their children in such a condition. And so as we know, Lady Fatima's husband, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he was constantly at the battlefront and he was constantly in the battlefield. However, in spite of these problems in the environment and despite these problems in life, we see that Lady Fatima Zahra was a focal point not only for her family, for the people of Medina and for the Muslims in general, who would refer to her. Allahu Akbar. She was the Holy Prophet's daughter who solved the problems of the people, and it was under these severe conditions that she led a very honorable and noble life. It's related here. Imam Khamenei says that even when the spoils of war, the ghanimat would come in, gold and silver and things like this, right? Even when the spoils of war would come in, this beautiful and noble daughter of the Messenger of Allah would not allow even the minutest of worldly pleasures or luxuries to come into her house. She kept her heart pure and blessed from the day she was born until the day that she was martyred. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Muhammad wa ajjil farajam. So we talked her about her role as a daughter. We talked about her role as a wife. Now we talk about her role as a leader. And so this circle again is now becoming wider. The role model for every single one of us. Again, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says, Lady Fatima Zahra's persona in the political and social dimensions and in the great struggles of Islam was a distinguished and outstanding personality. Right? Normally we talk about daughter, we talk about wife, we talk about mother. This is the jama'iyat of our leaders. He's talking about the political and social dimensions of who? Lady Fatima Zahra, Salamullah alayha. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says, her life was such that every single woman who is a fighter, who is a revolutionary, who is a leader, and who is political throughout the world, can learn from her short yet incredibly significant and profound life. She was a woman, Lady Fatima Zahra, Salamullah alayha, was a woman who was born in the house of revolution. It's beautiful. She was born in the house of revolution, and she spent her entire childhood in the laps of a father who was engaged in a great and global struggle against falsehood. This is where she was raised. Allahu Akbar. And when she migrated to the city of Medina, she became the wife of a man, Amir al-Mu'mineen, whose whole life was devoted to struggle and fighting on the path of Allah for the sake of Allah. And so Lady Fatima Zahra truly served in this role of a leader. And then Imam Khamenei quotes, he says, as our magnanimous Imam, Imam Khomeini once pointed out, may Allah be pleased with him. He says that Imam Khomeini said, if Fatima Zahra were to be born a man, she would have been a prophet. Allahu Akbar. Imam Khomeini says, if Fatima Zahra were to be born a man, she would have been a divine messenger from Allah, the Exalted, the Mighty. And so Imam Khamenei says, he says, this is a very astonishing, this is a great statement. And one could only hear such a statement from someone like our magnanimous Imam Khomeini, who was a scholar, he was a faqih, he was a jurisprudent, he was an arif. It is this individual who has said such a thing. It's not somebody small. This Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says, is Fatima Zahra. She was a leader in the true sense of the word, and she was like a prophet and a guide for humanity. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Ali Muhammad, ajjal farajhum. Okay, I'm going towards the end. I just have two more quick aspects. So we talked about her being a daughter, we talked about her being a wife, we talked about her being a leader, and this is all one individual, maximum 18 years old. Allahu Akbar. And now we talk about the role of Lady Fatima Zahra, salamullah alayha, as a defender of nubuwa, a defender of imama, and a defender of wilaya. We're making that circle bigger. Again, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says, if the conditions in Medina after the demise of the Holy Prophet and the events that took place are explained to us correctly, if we correctly understand the events that had taken place in Medina after the demise of the Holy Prophet, and if we gain a correct understanding in this matter, we will understand that there is a great movement which was launched by Fatima Zahra, Salamullah alayha. It's a great movement which she launched in the defense of Nabuwa, in the defense of Imama, in the defense of Wilaya. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, again, he says, of all the companions of the Holy Prophet, of all the companions of the Messenger of Allah, only 10 or 12 individuals were willing to stand up in the mosque to defend the right of Amir al-Mu'mineen, to defend the right of Imama, and to defend the right of Wilaya, to defend the message of the Messenger of Allah. A handful of people were willing to stand up in the masjid and defend these things. And in these kind of situations, this means what? This means that the majority of the people have begun to oppose you. The majority of the people have decided to remain silent. The majority of the people have become your enemies. The majority of the people want you to go into a corner and get lost. It is in these circumstances that Lady Fatima Zahra, Salamullah alayha, stands up and delivers her eloquent sermons and the astonishing addresses that she makes, where she expresses the truth in front of all the people. And unfortunately, I know so little about the life of Lady Fatima Zahra. We believe that the only sermon that she gave was the sermon that she gave in the masjid. No, there's other sermons that she gave, and one sermon that she gave was the sermon that she gave where she addresses the women of Medina who had come to her when she had fallen on her on the bed of illness, when she was wounded. These things, brothers and sisters, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says, they are not related to the spiritual attributes of that great personality. Rather, they are related to those. Recite Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Yeah, excuse me, I misread. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei is saying that these attributes are not such attributes that we cannot understand. There are some kind of supernatural, spiritual attributes that none of us can attain. He says, no, these attributes of Lady Fatima Zahra, the attributes that Lady Fatima Zahra has embodied in herself, are attributes that every single one of us can attain. And every single one of us should try to attain these attributes within ourselves. Of course, there's a huge level. There's a huge gap between me and this ultimate form of perfection. But the point is to keep growing as much as we can. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajam. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he says that Lady Fatima Zahra, she performed her religious duties. She enjoined towards good. And she did all of this diligently, with hard work, with effort. And in other words, Lady Fatima Zahra participated in the arena that was supposed to determine the fate of the Islamic Ummah. She had a role in determining the fate, the destiny of the Islamic Ummah. When she saw that something needed to be done, when she saw that something must be done, she stood up in the defense of the Islamic Ummah, in the defense and the protection of the Islamic Ummah, in the defense of Nabuwa, in the defense of Imama, in the defense of Wilaya. And she entered this arena and she was successful. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. So, khaste kina shadi?
Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
I'm going to go ahead and skip just a little bit, and I will go to my last aspect of Lady Fatima Zahra, Salamullah alayha's role model for all, okay? So we talked about what? We talked about her being a daughter, we talked about her being a wife, we talked about her being a leader, we talked about her being the defender of Nubuwwah, the defender of Imamah, and the defender of Wilayah. Allahu Akbar. You should have taken notes, huh? The last aspect is the aspect of Lady Fatima Zahra being a mother and being a homemaker. I could have mixed it around a little bit, but I thought it was appropriate to bring it to this note. Of course, Lady Fatima Zahra, Salamullah alayha, she was the mother of children like Hassan and Hussein. She was the mother of children like Lady Zainab and Umm Kulthum. She was a teacher of people like Salman and Fidda. And unfortunately, we see that Western civilization has belittled the position of a mother and a homemaker all across the world. And the West has taken the woman out of the house in order to use them as cheap labor. But Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he says when he talks about this, he says that the argument is not whether women can have a responsibility outside the home or not. Again, the argument is not whether they can have a responsibility outside the home or not. Of course they can. Nobody in the Islamic world or in the revolutionary stance or in the Shia madhab or in the Sunni madhab, if we say pure Muhammadan Islam, nobody is saying that she cannot go outside of the house and fulfill some responsibility. This is not what the argument is. There is no doubt in this. And Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says that the Islamic outlook does not reject this aspect of what? Of whether she can go outside the home for work or not, or for whatever responsibility. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says that the argument is whether women have the right to ignore their role in the family for the sake of all interesting and enjoyable things that can be done outside the family environment. You're following with me, right? Right? The argument is not whether she can go or she can't go. The argument is whether, for the sake of going, should she ignore the role and responsibility that she has within the home. Allahu Akbar. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei continues. He says, can women ignore their role as mothers and wives and homemakers? Do they have a right to do this? To ignore these principal, core, fundamental roles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted them with? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted them with. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei continues, he says, I would tell you that the most important role that a woman at any knowledge, at any level of knowledge, at any level of literacy, and at any level of spirituality, the most important role that a woman can adopt is her role as a mother and a wife. Allahu Akbar. Her role as a mother and a wife, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei again says, this role is more important than all her other roles. This is the role that no one except a woman can fulfill. Khayli harfi, huh? This Farsi, they say that this is very profound. And then the leader of the Muslim Ummah, he continues, he says, even if the woman has another important responsibility, and she can have another important responsibility, she should regard this responsibility, the responsibility of being a mother, the responsibility of being a wife, the responsibility of being a homemaker, they should regard this responsibility as their main and primary responsibility. It's a very fine line that we're going, but it is truth. You can't push it this way or that way. Sirat al-Mustaqim. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei continues. He says this responsibility, which is so important and it is so critical and it is so fundamental, what it is, this is the survival of humanity, the growth of humanity, the development of the talents of humanity depend upon this responsibility of a woman. There is so much if our sisters and our mothers and our daughters realize rests upon their shoulders. The survival of humanity is upon their shoulders. The growth of humanity is upon their shoulders. The development of the talents of humanity is upon their shoulders. Then he says the psychological health of society depends on this fact that women take up this roles of theirs. And he says that one's peace and tranquility in the face of tension and anxiety and nervousness depends on this role that has been gifted to women by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajal barja. So, in conclusion, even though it was a good speech, we could have continued. I don't think so. Lady Fatima Zahra was an Islamic woman, a woman at the highest level of Islamic standards. She was at the level of a leader. She was the most perfect daughter. She was the most perfect wife. She was the most perfect defender of wilaya. She was the most perfect defender of imama. She was the most perfect defender of wilaya, of nubuwa. She was truly a role model for all. There was a thing I was going to skip, but I'm going to still keep it in there. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says, some of us have a tendency to belittle housework. Housework. Some of us have a tendency to belittle housework and to belittle the role of a woman when she is a homemaker. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he says, we should never belittle housework. Women's housework means cultivating individual, and it means producing the loftiest products of the universe, and that is humanity. The role of women is to create Hassans, and to create Husseins, and to create Zainabs, and to create Umm Kulthums, to nurture these kind of individuals. And here is a note to us husbands who might belittle this work. We should encourage our wives. We should encourage the mothers. We should encourage our daughters. And we should appreciate the efforts that women do in the household. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says there are many women from among our wives or our daughters or our mothers who could have pursued their career. They could have pursued higher education. And there are even women who are highly educated, or there are women who had good careers, but they decided to stay in home and they decided to raise pure Muhammadan children for the future. He says that we should thank and appreciate such women. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Ajjal farajah. I have two traditions and I won't explain them either. But they're beautiful traditions. Who is alive next year? Who knows? It's interesting. I'll bring up, it came to my mind, so I might as well. Shahid Qasim Soleimani, before he was martyred, he said to some of his friends, he said, and this was during Ayyam-e Fatimiyya, he said, I won't be here next year. And Allahu Akbar, before the next year's Ayyam-e Fatimiyya, this great hero of Islam was martyred. And so what are two traditions? Especially if we are not to witness inshallah, we will witness sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam says, he says, should I enlighten you about Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet of Allah, the dearest part of his family to him, and my wife? She ground so much wheat with her hands that they blistered. And she brought so much water in the mashq, the leather bottle which is used to carry water, that the marks of the bottle remained upon her back. And he says she worked in the house and swept the floor so much that her clothes became worn out. And she lit so much fire in the furnace. This is how they used to cook food in those days. She lit so much fire in the furnace that she became ill. And with our hearts in this soft position, the last tradition that I have from Her Eminence Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha, which is addressed to every single one of us, every single one of us who proclaim to be her servants, and we proclaim to be her mourners, and we proclaim to be her followers. And listen well, brothers and sisters. Her Eminence Lady Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha says, you, the servants of Allah, are the ones to maintain Allah's injunctions and prohibitions. You, the servants of Allah, are the ones to maintain the halal and the haram of Allah. And you, the servants of Allah, are the carriers of Allah's religion and His revelation. You, the servants of Allah, are the carriers of Allah's religion and Allah's revelation. And you, the servants of Allah, are the trustees of Allah upon your souls. And you, the servants of Allah, are the propagators, the muballighs of Allah's religion among every single nation. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Before the Masayib, I'd like to do dua. I think after the Masayib is difficult to do the dua, and so we ask Allah the Mighty, the Exalted, may He hasten the reappearance of the Imam of our time. May Allah protect the leader of the Islamic Revolution. May Allah protect the Islamic Revolution, and may Allah protect the Islamic Republic. May Allah free all of the oppressed all over the globe, including our brothers Muzammil and Asim. May Allah turn the plots of the enemy back towards them. May Allah allow us to be among the first and sincere supporters of the Imam of our time. May Allah forgive all of our deceased. May Allah elevate the status of the shuhada and the ulama of the past. May Allah protect us and our families. May Allah give shifa to all that are ill and ailing. And may Allah forgive our sins. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. So, I have an interesting quote to begin our Masayib from a narrator. The narrator, he says that, I once visited Lady Fatima and I said salam to her. She replied to my salam and then she said, during his lifetime, my father had said to me, whoever sends peace and greetings upon us for 3 days, heaven is their reward. And the narrator then asks, he says, is this limited to your lifetime and to the lifetime of the Holy Prophet? And Lady Fatima Zahra says, she says, it does not make a difference whether you send this salam to us during our lifetime or after our lifetime. So salam on behalf of all of us to you, O Lady Fatima Zahra. But we ask you, O Fatima Zahra, what has befallen you that your days have turned into dark nights? Perhaps it was the treachery of the Ummah. Perhaps it was the betrayal of the Ummah. Perhaps it was the Ummah turning away from the Seerah and the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet. Perhaps it was the Ummah abandoning wilaya. Perhaps it was the Ummah not responding to the salams of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Perhaps it was the ambush upon your door, O Lady Fatima Zahra. O people of Medina, do you know whose door you are going to burn down? O people of Medina, do you know who stands behind this door? O people of Medina, do you know that it isn't just Lady Fatima who is behind this door? For Mohsen is also behind this door. O people of Medina, this is the door of one who the angel of death asks for permission. O people of Medina, this is the door of one who speaks to angels. O people of Medina, this is the door that fed orphans. O people of Medina, this is the door that fed strangers far away from their homes. O people of Medina, this is the door that taught you Islam. O people of Medina, this is the door of Wahi. Will someone not have mercy upon this door? O people of Medina, this is the door of Nubuwa. O people of Medina, this is the door of Imama. O people of Medina, this is the door of Wilaya. O people of Medina, this is the door of Fatima bint Muhammad. I apologize, dear friends, and I ask you to forgive me, for I won't retell the story of this burning door, for it is too painful to relate, but I will relate to you some visions that occurred later on, after this door has been burned. It is related, dear brothers and sisters, that after being bedstricken due to her wounds and before the martyrdom of Lady Fatima Zahra, she got up and started to do the household chores. Lady Fatima Zahra, she starts to do the household chores. It seems that Lady Fatima Zahra, she did not want to burden her imam, so she does these household things. She knows what is to come. Her time on this earth is short and limited. So Fatima Zahra, she washes the children's clothes. Fatima Zahra, she cooks the family's food. Fatima Zahra, she cooks the house. Hassan and Hussein, Zainab and Umm Kulthum, they must have begun to smile. See, mother is feeling better. Fizza must have begun to smile. See, my lady is feeling better. Amir al-Mu'mineen must have begun to smile. See, Fatima Zahra, the amana of the Holy Prophet is feeling better. But no, dear friends, even in her last moments, Lady Fatima Zahra was fulfilling her duties to her imam, for she knew that soon Amir al-Mu'mineen would be left all alone. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, for soon a time comes, dear brothers and sisters, soon a time comes when the news reaches Amir al-Mu'mineen that Fatima Zahra is no longer his companion in this world. Oh Fatima Zahra, what will Amir al-Mu'mineen do without you? From now on, it is the well in the desert at night who will be the companion of Amir al-Mu'mineen, who will listen to his heart's words. And I take you to a vision of when Hassan and Hussein, Zainab and Umm Kulthum, these small children, have gathered around their mother for the last time. O mother, will you not comb our hair one last time? O mother, will you not feed us one last time? O mother, will you not speak to us one last time? O mother, will you not hug us one last time? O mother, will you not hold our little hands one last time? Oh, mother, will you not put us to sleep one last time? Oh, mother, will you not love us for one last time? Oh, mother, why are you leaving in such a hurry? And brothers and sisters, I take you to another vision. The quiet burial of Lady Fatima Zahra has taken place. Amir al-Mu'mineen has seen the wounds that Lady Fatima Zahra had been hiding for him. Allahu Akbar, Amir al-Mu'mineen and his small children have buried their loving mother. And now this small house in Medina is bereft of a loving mother. This small house in Medina is empty of a loving wife. This small house in Medina is mourning their loving mother. Oh, brothers and sisters, what house is this in Medina where Amir al-Mu'mineen looks at his children and he sees grief in their eyes? What house is this in Medina where the small children look up at Amir al-Mu'mineen and they see grief and tragedy in his eyes? What house is this in Medina where the loving footsteps of a mother can still be heard? What house is this in Medina where the heavenly perfume of a mother is still in the air? What house is this in Medina where children hope that perhaps mother will appear around the corner? What house is this in Medina where children hope that perhaps in the morning we will see our mother? They must have all missed Lady Fatima Zahra so much. Oh, mother, where have you gone? Oh, mother, we are left all alone. Oh, mother, we sit down to eat our food and we look at your empty place where you just were yesterday. Oh, mother, we see the empty place where you slept. Oh, mother, we see the empty place where you prayed. Oh, mother, we see the empty place where you cooked. Oh, mother, we see the empty place where you recited the Holy Quran. We have heard, dear brothers and sisters, from our teachers, O dear mourners, I finish my masaib, that the name of Ummul Baneen was also Fatima. But when this esteemed lady came to the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen, she said, O Mawla, O my master, do not call me Fatima, lest these children, lest Hassan and Hussein, and lest Zainab and Umme Kulthum, they hear the name of their mother. They hear the name of their mother. O Mola, lest the hearts and the thoughts of these small children go to their mother. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. How kind-hearted was Ummul Baneen. How kind-hearted was Ummul Baneen. How generous was Ummul Baneen. But woe upon the tragedy of Karbala. And woe upon a dark prison in Sham. And woe upon a small orphan child. And woe upon the tragedy of the daughter of Hussein ibn Ali. For when the heart and the thoughts of this small daughter went towards her father, no one thought of this small child. There was no kind-hearted human being. There was no generous person. There was no soft heart. For they threw the head of Hussein ibn Ali into the lap of this daughter. Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajjil li waliyika al-faraj.